These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There's just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? Let's find out and meet them.
I'm Gary, 57, a retired head teacher from Broadstairs.
I'm Judith, I'm 47, I'm a veterinary surgeon from Southampton.
I'm Kelly, I'm 31, I'm a regional charity manager from Newport.
I'm Ollie, 24, an estate agent from Clitheroe.
And that's my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But, as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Gary. Welcome to the show, Gary. From Broadstairs.
Yes, Brad.
A retired head teacher.
Yeah.
How long have you been retired?
Just a year.
And what do you do now?
Most of my time is taken up administering school sport, all the primary school sport on the Isle of Thanet, which you may have heard of.
Yes, indeed, of course. And it's a wonderful island it is too.
Yeah.
Very tropical. Well, good for you. And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Depending on how much I won, I'd quite like to take the wife to Las Vegas to renew our wedding vows.
Good. What's your wife's name?
Sheena.
Sheena, right, let's get cracking. Let's get you and Sheena off to Vegas, Gary. I wish you well. This is the cash build around. Each correct answer is worth £1,000. Are you ready?
Cheers, Brad, yeah.
Good luck. Your time starts now. Winners of the Super Bowl call themselves the world champions in what sport?
American football.
Correct. Friday night and the lights are low is a line from what ABBA hit?
Dancing Queen.
Correct. The scene of First World War fighting, the Gallipoli Peninsula, is in what country?
Turkey.
Correct. L'Odyssée is a perfume by which Japanese fashion designer?
Pass.
Issey Miyake. What spring flower is sometimes called the Lent Lily?
Daffodil.
Correct. Orbis non sufficit is the family motto of which book and film character?
Pass.
James Bond. The Italian company Illy is most associated with what drink?
Coffee.
Correct. What branch of medicine is known by the abbreviation OB?
Pass.
Obstetrics. Who presented spin-off show Big Brother's Little Brother for 7 years?
Pass.
Dermot O'Leary. What tourist attraction is located outside the town of Keystone, South Dakota?
Pass.
Mount Rushmore.
Oh.
Right, Gary, £5,000. Good. You're a good player. We can make some more money. Are you a gambling man?
Depends what's on offer. I know everybody says that, but it really does depend.
Well, it's time to face the chaser, but who will you be up against today? Will it be the beast, Mark Labette, so big his stretch limo has got stretch marks? Or perhaps it could be the governess, Anne Hegarty. She doesn't have a shed in her garden. She's got a polar research station. But what about the cinema, though? Paul Sinner, so fast, he gets his passport photo taken by speed camera. Or maybe it's the dark destroyer, Sean Wallace. He is the legal eagle who's as wise as an owl and as bald as a coot. So who do you want to take on?
Well, given a choice, I'd probably go for the beast.
Really?
Yeah, I understand he used to be a teacher like myself, so yep. Let's keep it in the profession.
You were a head teacher, though.
I was, yeah.
He'd be a big head teacher.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
See what
yeah,
I did with that?
Yeah, oh, I did, yeah.
It's time to bring on the chaser. Oh, I better take cover. It is. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it. It is indeed the beast himself. It's Mark Labette. I didn't actually mean that. He told me to say.
An ex-headmaster, my favourite contestant. Didn't mean contestant, I meant victim.
We'll put some money on the table, Gary. Three steps ahead of the beast, and there you go, £5,000. That's where we all start. You can change your starting position now if you wish, and if you want to do so and take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
Thank you, but if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he will offer you...
£25,000.
Thank you, £25,000. Gary, have a chat with your team. Ollie.
I think, Gary, you're the man, mate. I think if you've got the knowledge, I think get some money on that. Go for the big one.
Thank you, Kelly.
I think you're more than capable. You proved that in the cash builder and in the knowledge that you've already got, but you do whatever you think is best.
Judith.
I think you could take him because you're a head teacher and he wasn't. But we definitely need you back here, Gary. So if you feel comfy with five, take that. It's a good start.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, Gary, 1,000, 5,000, 25,000. Will it be?
Well, I'm very tempted by the 25,000, but I brought 5,000 to the table, so I'm going to stick with 5,000.
Five it is, Chaser.
That's fine. And right now, Judith's number two on my hit list after her little comment.
Yes, there you are. Good for you. Okay, Gary, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which fictional bear was first introduced sitting on a suitcase? A, Paddington Bear. B, Winnie the Pooh. C, Rupert Bear. You've put Paddington Bear. Got to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
Paddington Station.
Yeah.
Correct answer is... It is indeed Paddington Bear. Will play. Step close to home, Chase has put. Goes right also with Paddington Bear. Here's the next question. What relation was 1980s Indian Premier Rajiv Gandhi to the country's first Prime Minister, Pandit Nehru? A, nephew. B, cousin. C, grandson. You've put... nephew.
Yeah. Not sure about that one.
Could be nephew, you don't know. Correct answer is... it's grandson. Staying where you are, Chaser's put. Yeah. OK, Chaser?
Yes, Indira Gandhi was Pandit Nehru's daughter and her son was Rajiv Gandhi. Yeah. And unfortunately, both Indira and Rajiv met a sad end.
Right, indeed. OK, Chaser moves within two. We're four from home. Here's your next question. What day falls 50 days before Christmas Day? A, Father's Day. B, Guy Fawkes Day. C, St David's Day. Need an answer? Nearly out of time. You've got to be careful. You have put St David's Day.
No, I'm sure it's not.
Christmas Day? 7th to 25th?
Yeah, so...
Bonfire night?
Bonfire night, yeah.
Correct answer is... Guy Fawkes Day is the correct answer. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Yeah. Goes right with Guy Fawkes. All right, you're four from home. Chaser's one behind. Need to get these right. Here's your question. Yeah. How does the name of the German football team Eintracht Frankfurt translate into English? A, Frankfurt Wanderers. B, Frankfurt Athletic. C, Frankfurt United. You've put... Frankfurt United.
Well, I'm only thinking Ein is one, so I'm thinking United.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my thinking.
Correct answer is... Frankfurt United it is. Well played. Step close to home. Chaser has put. Yeah, goes also right with Frankfurt United. Well worked out, though. Here's your next question. Who had a number one single in 2014 with It's My Birthday? A, Calvin Harris. B, Will.i.am. C, Pharrell Williams. You've put... Will.i.am.
Yeah, pretty sure about that one. Yeah, I seem to remember him singing it.
Correct answer is... it's Will.i.am. Well played. Step close to home. Chaser's put. Yeah, OK, goes with Will.i.am. Also remains with us with two from home. Here's your next question. Focaccia bread is usually flavoured with what? A, dried fruit. B, herbs. C, nuts. You've put... herbs. I'll tell you what it is in my house. Jam. I put jam on it.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
I thought it had garlic in it, but garlic's not up there, so the next thing, Herbie.
Correct answer is... yeah, herbs are correct. Step close to home, Chaser's put. Goes right also with herbs. Six with us. Good match, this. Here's the next question. In EastEnders, which member of the Mitchell family killed Heather Trott? A, Ben. B, Phil. C, Ronnie. You've put. It's got to be right. Are you an EastEnders fan?
Yeah.
Are you?
Ben.
Who's... I don't even know who Ben Mitchell is.
It's the son of Phil. Phil's son.
Is it? You've put Ben. If Ben is right, you're through with £5,000. Good luck. Correct answer is... yeah, Ben is right. Oh, yeah, well played. I hope you don't mind me saying, but you made hard work
of
that.
I did, yeah.
Chaser.
Well, you're through. You're going to be useful in the final chase, but I've noticed you're not quick. Mm. Then again, you know far more pop culture than a 57-year-old man should, in my opinion.
Yeah, me too. That's a bit of a worry. Yeah. However, Gary, you're through to the final chase. Well done, mate. Congratulations. School's out for Gary there at the moment, and he takes a breather. First player back. Well played indeed.
Thank you. Come on, you do the same. Come on, come on, come on.
Next to face the chaser, it's Judith. Welcome to the show, Judith. Veterinary surgeon.
Yep.
Or dealing in all types of animals?
No, I do mainly small animals, so mainly cats and dogs, but I do some exotics as well.
Like what, for instance?
Well, it's everything else that nobody else wants to do, so I get the birds and the snakes and the lizards.
Right, okay.
But mainly cats and dogs.
What's the biggest snake you've tried to
cook
after?
Oh, gosh, I've had to deal with a 10-foot python once that arrived in a big duvet sack. That was much fun.
And what do you get up to in your spare time?
I've got a fishing boat, so when it's nice weather, I go out fishing in the Solent. Last year, I started playing the flugelhorn in the New Forest Trailing Brass Band. It's not funny. It's much harder to play than the trumpet and the cornets, despite what the cornets players say.
OK. If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I could be boring and pay off some debts, but I'd actually splurge and actually finally buy myself a skirting board for my lounge. I've not had one for about 6 years.
How big's your lounge?
It's quite big, but I've earmarked it for the skirting board.
Well, Judith, let's get your skirting board. I wish you luck.
Thank you.
Your time starts now. What Somerset Music Festival first took place in 19...
Glastonbury.
Correct. Cardia was the ancient Greek word for what part of the body?
Head.
Heart. Which star of Countdown has presented the Gadget Show on Channel 5?
Pass.
Rachel O'Reilly. What is the score in tennis if the server wins the first 3 points of the game?
40 love.
Correct. Imperial Stormtroopers feature in what sci-fi movie series?
Star Wars.
Correct. What car manufacturer was formerly known as the Swedish Airplane Company?
Ooh. Saab?
Correct. A native to China, what is the rarest member of the bear family?
Panda?
Correct. It Only Takes a Minute was a 1992 hit for what boy band?
Pass.
Take That. The Icelandic island of Surtsey emerged in what decade of the 20th century?
The 20s?
1960s. Silver by Andrew Motion was a sequel to what Robert Louis Stevenson novel?
Treasure Island?
Correct. According to the saying, the enemy of my... No time to get there for you, Judith, but very good indeed. $6,000, but easily could have been $8,000. You know that. You're a good player. Are you ready?
Yes.
Time to face the beast.
Good afternoon,
Hello.
You. A vet, eh? Mm-hmm. Well, I'd shake your hand, but I've no idea where it's been.
Disgusting.
I wear gloves. It's...
Let's put some money on the table. We have $6,000. If you wish to take a step closer home, Chaser will offer you...
$1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he'll offer you...
£40,000. Come
you.
And have a go.
Have a chat with your team. Ollie.
Oh, no.
Like I said before, I did say that Gary was the man to kind of take us through with a high offer, but he's good today. He's on form. Bring us six back.
Kelly.
I'm going to agree with Ollie. I think that was an excellent cash builder. You've got the knowledge, but you're safer with the six.
Gary.
I'm with the other two. He's trying to tempt you with the $40,000, but $6,000 would be a really good total, and we need you back here.
Thank you. Okay. Judith, six, $40,000, what'll it be?
I think I should be sensible. I'm very tempted, obviously, but I can hear all my friends at home shouting, go with the six, so I'm going to stick with the six, please.
Six it is, Chaser.
Let's get on with this.
Let's do it. Judith, for $6,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. What is the orbicularis oculi muscle responsible for? A, closing eyelids, B, flaring nostrils, or C, pursing lips? You've put closing eyelids.
Yep.
Sure?
Yes.
Correct answer is... Closing eyelids is correct. Step closer to home. Chaser's put. Also goes with closing eyelids. Here's your next question. Which of these films was released most recently? A, A Place in the Sun. B, Gorillas in the Mist. C, Singing in the Rain. You've put A Place in the Sun. I'd have gone there. I don't know. It's a toss-up between A and B, isn't it?
Yep.
You've put A Place in the Sun. Correct answer is... Oh, how about that? Gorillas in the Mist, staying where you are. Chaser has put goes right with Gorillaz in the Mist, closes us down to two behind with four from home. Chaser?
Singing the Rain back in the 50s, Gorillaz in the Mist, late 80s, early 90s.
Right.
And I just gambled a place in the sun, sounded old.
Fair enough. Here's your next question. At the World Haggis Hurling Championship, contestants must stand on what? A, a mound of thistles, B, tartan rug, or C, a whiskey barrel? Right, you've put tartan rug.
I was either going to go for B or C.
What would be the most difficult, would you imagine?
C, you'd have to kind of balance, wouldn't you?
Sure.
So now I'm thinking C.
Correct answer is... Whiskey barrel's the right answer. Staying where you are, Chaser has put. Here he comes. He should get this. Yeah, it goes right with whiskey barrel. Good job we didn't go for the 40 grand with beer. You ready?
Yep.
He's one behind. Here's your question. Which of these is not the name of a fictional detective? A, Sam Spade. B, Mike Hammer. C, Jack Saw. You've put C, Jack Saw.
I think that's right.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step close to home. Jack Saw's right. Chaser has put. Now also goes with Jack Saw.
Mickey Spillane's Mike Hammer, played by Stacey Keach.
Oh! Out of the bag.
And Dashiell Hammett, Sam Spade, most famously, of course, Bogey.
Yeah, indeed. Here's your next question. UK parliamentary constituencies are divided into what smaller areas? A, districts. B, parishes. C, wards. You've put... wards.
I think that's right. That was my first gut feeling. And as Mark always says, go with your gut feeling.
Correct answer is... it is correct. Well played. Step close to home. Chaser's put. Goes right with wards. Chaser stays one behind, the two from home. Here's your question. In 2014, who was the last member of England's 2003 Rugby World Cup winning team to retire? A, Ian Bulshaw. B, Mike Tindall. C, Johnny Wilkinson. He leans in, trying to be intimidating, but I think we know it. You've put... Johnny Wilkinson.
I think so. I think he's playing in France.
He was playing in France.
I'm a big rugby fan.
Correct answer is... it's Mike Tindall.
Oh, no. He's smiling.
You got to stay where you are. Chaser has put. If he gets this right, we're out.
Shocker. I was thinking Tindall before the answer came up. There can't be a lot in it. Johnny Wilkes had retired at May 2014, and Tindall must have just retired a couple of months after that. There's not a lot in it.
Wow. Here you go. Good for us. Here's your next question. In the US, the pumpkin is also known by what name? A, salsify. B, squash. C, succotash. You've put... squash.
Well, that squash is the squash family. I've never heard of the other two words.
Correct answer is... well played. Squash is right. Step close to home. Chaser has put. He also goes with squash. All right. Chaser's one behind. We're one from home. Ready?
Okay, yes.
Here you go. Here's your question. Which of these holiday resorts is not located on an island? A, Ayia Napa. B, Cancun. C, Falaraki. You've put Cancun.
It's Mexico, isn't it? And that's not an island.
No, it's not.
That's as much as I know about geography.
So, you've put Cancun. If Cancun is right, we're in. Correct answer is... well played. Cancun it is. Very good. Well played, Chaser.
Mike Tindall. when I miss rugby questions, they nearly always have a horrible outcome.
But you know what? You are through. We beat the chaser again. Yes. Two up and two through to the final chase.
Thank you.
Well played, Judith.
Thank you.
Go and join Gary. And we have £11,000. Interesting.
Oh, thank you.
Very, very good indeed. Another one slips through the beast's fingers and Judith makes the final chase alongside Gary. There's 11 grand in the prize fund. Can Kelly add to it? Find out how she gets on after the break. Welcome back. Next to Face the Chaser, it is Kelly. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Welcome. Hi. Welcome. You've been here before. I don't need to welcome you. Hello.
Hey, Kelly.
You okay?
I'm great, thanks. You're from Newport.
I am.
Are you? What do you do for a living?
I manage a charity that works with disabled children.
Right, okay. Fair enough. What do you get up to in your spare time, if you have any?
Well, then in the spare time, we foster, we provide respite for children with who have disabilities.
Hang on, that's in your spare time?
Yeah.
Crikey. Wow. What's your husband's name?
Matthew.
Right. Oh, that's fantastic stuff. So how do you relax?
Well, we like to go travelling. So we recently went to Australia on our honeymoon, which was fantastic. We've booked to go to America. We're going to Disneyland. And then if we win some money, we'd hopefully go to India.
Perfect. All right, good. Well, let's get you off to India. Should we do that?
Yes, please.
All right, I wish you luck. Are you ready?
We'll find out.
Yeah, we will. All right, Kelly, good luck. Your time starts now. What two words describe a holiday midway through a state school term?
Pass.
Half term. The condition seasonal allergic rhinitis is better known as what?
Hay fever.
Correct. Townsend Investigations was the detective agency in what US TV show of the 70s?
Pass.
Charlie's Angels. According to the adverts, what cheese goes with Duvin and Dupin?
Pass.
Boursin. What London Children's Hospital is named after the street it's located on?
Pass.
Great Ormond Street. The novel All Quiet on the Western Front was originally written in what language?
Spanish.
German. What animal family can be divided into the groups Felis and Panthera?
Cats.
Correct. Scandalous was a hit for which girl group featuring...
Mystique.
Correct. In 1187, which Muslim hero of the Crusades recaptured Jerusalem?
Pass.
Saladin. Humphrey Bogart and Jason Robards were both married to which actress?
I'd pass.
Lauren Bacall. What netball player... You know what's interesting? You've got some of them because you kicked yourself
when you
watched them.
Yes, I know, yeah, yeah.
So... But £3,000.
OK, that's fine.
That's all right.
That's fine, I'm happy with that.
Are you?
Yes.
Is the beast going to put you off, do you think?
No, I love him.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Time to face the chaser.
Oradar, Kelly.
Hello, how are you?
That's the first time someone's laughed when I walked down here.
I do it all the time.
All right, let's put some money on the table for you, Kelly. There we are, £3,000. All right, if you wish to take a step closer home, Chaser will offer you...
300.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he'll offer you...
£49,000.
Oh, that's nice, thanks.
Have a chat with your team. Ollie.
Again, he is on good form, but I think stay at 3,000. Come back with some money.
Judith.
I think I'd stick with 3,000. I think you can definitely do that. He is on good form. We'll beat him at the end, so we want you back here.
Okay.
Gary.
We both stuck at our amounts, and we need that laugh back here as well.
All right. Thank you, team. Now we have 300, £3,000, £49,000. What'll it be?
I knew some of those answers. I think I was just a little...
Yeah.
But I am going to go with a three and be really boring. I'm very sorry.
Go with a £3,000?
Yes, please.
No, that's fine. £3,000 it is. Chaser.
So far, you're the weakest one, the three, and the other two didn't go for it. But then if they had, I'd have caught them.
OK, Kelly, for £3,000, the chase is on. OK, that's good. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Pub landlord Harry Bailey suggests a storytelling competition in which book? A, The Hobbit. B, Treasure Island. C, The Canterbury Tales. You've put... Treasure Island.
I don't know. I just went with... I don't know. I just pressed a button.
Correct answer is... Bad luck. It's the Canterbury Tales. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. He should get this.
Yeah, he will.
And does. Moves onto the table. Within two, we're five from home. Here's the next question. Which of these men never served as US president? A, John Adams. B, Benjamin Franklin. C, James Madison. You've put John Adams.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's definitely not B. So it was between A and C, and I went with A.
Correct answer is... it's Benjamin Franklin. Staying where you are, Chaser has put.
He's on a note and everything.
He's on a note and everything. Chaser closes you down there, someone behind.
Yeah, the $100 note. And the $10 note is Alexander Hamilton. They're the two people on the US banknotes who haven't been president.
Thank you very much. Here's the next question. Which sitcom character revealed at school she was known as Starchy Sturgis? A, Hyacinth Bouquet. B, Sybil Fawlty. C, Margot Ledbetter. You've put Margot Ledbetter.
Again, I didn't know it. Took a punt. Why not?
Correct answer is... Margot Ledbetter, well played. Step close to home. Chaser has put. Goes wrong with Hyacinth Bouquet. Very good game opener.
Zigzag, zagged.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Here's the next question. The UK road sign indicating no motor vehicles has a picture of a car and what else? A, bicycle. B, lorry. C, motorcycle. You've put motorcycle.
I'm pretty confident with that.
Correct answer is... well played. Step close to home. Chaser's put. Also goes with motorcycle. Here's the next question. Which of these films was based on a Stephen King novella? A, Sliding Doors. B, Secret Window. C, Panic Room. Sorry, Kenny?
I said they are difficult questions. He doesn't know either.
Well, they are difficult questions. You've put Secret Window.
Never heard of it. And I've heard Mark say before, if you're not sure, go for the one you've never heard of.
Correct answer is... well played. Step closer to home. Chaser has put. Secret Window is right. Well played, Kelly. Doing great, man. Game's opened up. The writer Caitlin Moran once said which politician resembled a slightly camp robot made of gammon? A, David Cameron. B, Nick Clegg. C, Ed Miliband. You've put David Cameron.
I was thinking of the one which best suited that description.
Correct answer is... well played. Step close to home. Chaser has put. We're flying. We are flying.
I'm on it.
Goes also with Cameron. Mays or three behind. We're one from home with $3,000. Here's your next question. Come on, Kelly. In 2014, Chapter One was the chart-topping debut album of which contestant from The X Factor? A, James Arthur. B, Ella Henderson. C, Cher Lloyd. You've put Ella Henderson.
Because I don't think the other two have had number one albums.
You've put Ella Henderson. If it's right, you're through with $3,000. Correct answer is... well played. What just happened?
Well, a few questions ago, she was toast.
Absolutely.
And then what happened? There were two guessy questions. You got them both right, I got them both wrong, and you sailed home.
Game opened up after that. Well played, you,
Thank
Kelly.
You.
Congratulations, Thank darling. You. Well done. Well done indeed.
That's hilarious.
Well done. Good girl.
So, three players through to the final. One more makes a full house. There's $14,000 in the prize fund. Ollie is up after the break. Will he go for it or will he take away from that $14,000? Just to get to the final, find out in a minute. Welcome back. Last up, it's Ollie. Welcome to the show, Ollie.
Thank you.
From Clitheroe.
I am indeed.
What do you get up to in your spare time?
Do tend to go to the gym a lot. So I've actually been building with my dad a bit of a prototype. So a bit of like a piece of gym equipment.
And how's it going?
It's at the wood stage. not would it work, actually made of wood.
Right, okay.
So we've built it, we've messed around with it, but any money today and I can hopefully progress.
All right, Ollie, well, let's get to it. I wish you luck. Your time starts now. What surname links famous fashion designers called Anne and Calvin?
Klein.
Correct. The bass clarinet belongs to what section of the orchestra?
Brass.
Woodwind. What's one score minus a baker's dozen?
Pass.
Seven. The kids' TV character Timmy the Lamb is the younger cousin of what animated sheep?
Sean.
Correct. What legendary sword was said to have been forged on the island of Avalon?
Excalibur.
Correct. The boxer Jack Dempsey was also known by what nickname?
Pass.
The Manassas Mauler. What name is given to a onesie specifically made for a baby?
Pass.
A romper suit. What Tom Hanks war film had the tagline, "The mission is a man"?
Saving Private Ryan.
Correct. Who was the first US president's wife to be elected to public office?
Pass.
Hillary Clinton. The Life and Loves of a He-Devil is the autobiography of which Irish chat show host?
Pass.
Would have been Graham Norton. OK, Ollie, $4,000. Happy with that?
Yeah, it's not bad.
OK, we can make some more money. Are you a gambling man?
I am a big gambler, but it's what offers come up, really, isn't it?
Time to face the chaser.
Good afternoon, Ollie.
Hello.
You're in the wrong studio. Dragon's Den is next door.
We have £4,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, Chaser will offer you.
Minus £4,000.
Wow. But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, he will offer you.
How much do you need for your prototype? Well,
66 will be all right.
Funny enough, that's what you're getting, £66,000. Good guess.
Wish I could do that. All right, Ollie, have a chat with your team. Kelly.
What do you think?
I think we've all done well taking what we've been offered, and that is what I would suggest.
Judith.
I think you can definitely do the 4,000, and we need you back here for the good age range of knowledge then, so take the 4,000.
Perfect. Gary.
Go for the slightly lower one and bring it back here and bring yourself back to the table.
All right, thank you, team. All right. We have minus 4,000, 4,000, 66,000 pounds. Ollie, what'll it be?
I'm going to go for 66.
How old are you?
24.
24 in seat four, going for 66. Put it there, mate. I love it. Brilliant. 66 grand it is. That's from the Beast as well, by the way. He'll be...
Well, bravo, especially in this situation.
Yeah.
You're only playing for 20 of it. The other 46 will go to that bunch of bottlers over there.
We'll see what happens, won't we?
Yeah, absolutely. Well played, you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ollie, for 66 grand, the chase is on. Come on, Ollie. Come on, Ollie. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which of these is not classed as an oily fish? A, anchovy. B, salmon. C, plaice. You've put salmon.
I do like salmon a lot, and a bit of a guess, but I'll go for it.
Correct answer is... Yeah, it's plaice. You're staying where you are. Chaser has put, he should get this. Yeah, goes right with plaice. All right, Chaser's one behind. You're six from home. It's been done before. Here you go, here's your question. What country does tennis player Victoria Azarenka represent? A, Australia. B, Belarus. C, Croatia. You've put Croatia.
I'm not a massive tennis fan, but I think the name kind of seems it's from there.
You've put Croatia. This has got to be right. Correct answer is, come on, fingers crossed. It's Belarus. You're staying where you are. If the chaser has put Belarus, you're out. You think he knows it?
He's clever, but he doesn't really look like he does much sport, so... I don't know.
This is a man who spent 16 days straight glued to his chair when the London Olympics was on. I watch sport.
He's doing it, that's the question. Here we go. All right. Chaser has put. Goes with Belarus and takes us out. Here's the thing. Had you gone for the $4,000, you would still be 5 from home and the Beast would be one step behind you the whole way. So it'd have been touch and go anyway. Chaser?
Yeah, if it's going to go wrong, it's perversely enough better to go wrong up here than... Yeah. If it had caught you on the last step, then you'd have been going, oh, why didn't I take that?
Yeah, indeed. However, my player's caught. Not a full house for me. But, Ollie, I wish you well with your invention.
No,
I really do. Great meeting you, mate.
Thank you very much.
Been caught and for you to chase is over.
Cheers.
Cheers, Ollie. Thank you. I liked him.
Didn't expect him to go for it. I'd say in the majority of cases, you either take the low offer or the high one. So he did the right thing, just didn't work out for him.
Absolutely. All right. So, Kelly, Judith and Gary have made it through to the final chase. The total prize fund is $14,000. That is £4,666 each. Are they going home with it? Well, they got through by the skin of their teeth and the head-to-heads. It'll be tight. We'll see you after the break. Welcome back. Kelly, Judith and Gary have made it through to the final chase and there's $14,000 in the prize fund. That is £4,666 each. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and you have selected which?
B.
Set B, which of course then means the Beast gets set A. Three of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a three-step head start on the Beast. That's quite a big advantage. Try and make that pay. I wish you luck, team. Are you ready?
Yep. Yes.
Here we go. Your time starts... now, what bones protect the human heart and lungs?
Gary.
Ribs.
Correct. The film 12 Years a Slave set in what country?
Gary.
USA.
Correct. Betty Jackson's famous designer of what?
Kelly.
Pass.
Clothes. In what decade did McDonald's open in the UK?
Gary.
1980s.
70s. The five rings on what flag represent five continents?
The Olympics.
Correct. Which boy band had the 2014 hit song Steal My Girl?
Kelly.
One Direction.
Correct. What type of transport is a frigate?
Judy.
Ship.
There's a wrong person answer. Gillian Jilks was a star of what sport?
Gary.
Squash.
Badminton. A praying mantis has how many legs?
Kelly.
Six.
Correct. General von Klinkerhoffen was a character of what TV sitcom?
Kelly.
Pass.
Hello, hello. Who's the first Briton to win the Man Booker Prize twice?
Judy.
Pass.
Hilary Mantel. The dessert, Zabaglione, comes from what country?
Judy.
Italy.
Correct. Who became Russian president in 1991?
Gary.
Pass.
Boris Yeltsin. What glands secrete the hormone adrenaline?
Judy.
Adrenal glands.
Correct. And Marcella Detroit was one half of what pop duo?
Judy.
Pass.
Shakespeare's sister. How often does a centennial event take place?
Judy.
Every 100 years.
Correct. Bardabunga volcano is in what North Atlantic country?
Gary.
Iceland.
Correct. Which monarch made his first Christmas speech in 1932?
Gary.
George V.
Correct. Farfalla is a type of what Italian food?
Gary.
Pasta.
Correct. Who played the baddie White Goodman in the film Dodgeball?
Kelly.
Oh, Adam Sandler.
Ben Stiller. In the 12 Days of Christmas, what are the maids doing?
Judy.
Milking.
Correct. Bearded and border are varieties of what dog breed?
Judy.
Holly.
Correct. What Italian river flows through Pisa to the sea?
Gary.
The Arno.
Correct. What primary colour are Bayern Munich's home shirts?
Judy.
Green.
Red. Oh, bad luck. 17.
Okay.
That's all right.
That's all right.
Happy with that?
Yeah.
Few pushbacks?
Yeah.
Time to bring back the chaser.
Right in the interesting zone. Personally, I reckon it's a point or two light, but we'll have to see.
Let's do that. It is now time for the final chase. Chaser, your time starts Now, Buddhism originated on what continent?
Asia.
Correct. What TV contest has judges from Britain, Italy and Australia?
Strictly Come Dancing.
Correct. What Midlands football club has a ram on its badge?
Derby County.
Correct. What do Australians celebrate on January the 26th?
Anzac Day.
Stop the clock.
Australia Day.
Australia Day is correct. We push the chaser back. 15 now required. Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, who wrote the children's book Five Fall Into Adventure?
Enid Blyton.
Correct. In 2007, what Rihanna song topped the charts for 10
Umbrella.
Weeks?
Umbrella.
Correct. What insect is a purple emperor?
Butterfly.
Correct. In what century did Henry VI rule England?
15th.
Correct. What part of a car do Americans call the trunk?
The boot.
Correct. Who played the title character in the 1993 film Summersby?
Richard Gere.
Correct. Which French overseas department is in South America?
French Guiana or Guiana.
Correct. What brand calls itself Belgium's original beer?
Stella Artois.
Correct. What great survey was ordered by William the Conqueror?
Doomsday Book.
Correct. What Irish International Airport is in County Clare?
O'Hare. No.
Stop the clock.
Irish and Shannon.
Yeah.
Shannon.
Is correct. We pushed the chaser back. 7 required.
O'Hare's
well played.
In Chicago. Why on earth did I say that?
All right. 7 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Who directed the 1992 film Batman Returns?
Tim Burton.
Correct. Odontophobia is the fear of visiting who?
A dentist.
Correct. Siegfried's the third opera in what Wagner cycle?
The Ring cycle.
Correct. Who led the victory at the 1813 Battle of Vittoria?
Duke Wellington.
Correct. The Apollo Basin's a crater of what heavenly body?
The moon.
Correct. 1983, which singer had a chart hit with 1999?
Prince.
Correct. In the rhyme, Mary's Little Lamb had what colour fleece?
Snow.
Stop the clock.
It's white, isn't it?
Yeah,
snow's not a
colour. Snow's not a colour, so it's white.
Yeah, white is correct, jumping in. OK, we pushed the chaser back. Now 2 required to catch the team. Chaser, your time starts again now. The word renal refers to what organ?
Kidney.
Correct. In skiing, what German word means a straight downhill run?
Shoot.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
That's
schluss.
Yeah. Oh, it's not schluss, is it? Oh, right.
Okay.
Schluss.
I think it's
schluss. Think.
Schluss is wrong. No L. It's just schuss. It's not shoot. It's not sluice. It's
I hit the left. Schuss. I say it the right.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. All right. For that to put us right back in it. That. Okay. 1 to catch the team. 16 seconds remaining. Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, Miss Casewell is a character in what Agatha Christie play?
And Then There Were None.
Stop the clock! Whoa! Stop the clock!
Agatha Christie. Anyone knows Mousetrap.
I think it's Mousetrap.
We're going to try the Mousetrap.
It's correct! We push the chaser back. Whoa! Here we go. 2 required to catch the team. 11 seconds remaining. This will be close. Your time starts again now. What police force is one of London's biggest employers?
Metropolitan.
Correct. Who presents the daytime quiz show Perfection?
Andrew Knowles.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Barrowman, isn't it? Isn't it Michael Barrowman? I think it's Michael Barrowman.
No, hang on. That's not his name.
No, Michael.
Is it Chris Barrowman?
No.
No.
I remember. What's
need an answer, please.
Oh, it's a guy.
John Barrowman.
John, yes.
It's Nick Knowles.
It's not John Barrowman, it's Nick Knowles.
No. Would I have got away if I just said Knowles?
Probably not. Here we go. Your time starts again. Now, what brimless hat shares its
name?
Oh, that's wrong. The time's up. You're in a chance. Unbelievable.
Oh, that's wonderful. Oh.
How do you feel, by the way?
Great. My new skirting board.
Elated. At last, some skirting board. Yeah. OK, Gary, Judith, Kelly, £4,666.60 and all the rest that goes with it.
Cool.
Take it, enjoy it. Congratulations. You have outrun the chaser. You've not been caught. Snow.
I said they were a point or two light. So was I. So you earned the money. Well done, guys.
Thank you.
What about that? And always remember, the sheep's fleece is white, not snow. Could you take money from a chaser? Please come and have a go if you know your nursery rhymes. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye. potato.